With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After months of secret back-channel negotiations, President Biden says this day is a long time coming.
This is an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country who've been praying for this day for a long time.
The Biden administration has agreed to a prisoner exchange with Russia involving Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. With more, here's Jeremy House.
A senior administration official also confirmed that Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kormasheva is also involved in the swap. Others are believed to be a part of the deal. Whelan and Gershkovich were both imprisoned in Russia on accusations of espionage that were consistently disputed by the United States.
The exchange was an especially complex affair involving months of talks among several countries before planes flew the large number of prisoners to freedom. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says he's shocked by the biased reporting from the New York Times on the Israeli strike on Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Correspondent Bob Agnew has the update.
Dr. Oren calls the obituary for Ismail Haniyeh in the New York Times.
It's probably the lowest level of American journalism I've ever seen, and that's quite a record to break.
Oren says the terrorist leader killed in Tehran is responsible for the deaths of Americans and Palestinians, in addition to the thousands of Israelis he's killed.
It's unspeakable that somehow we are being blamed for blocking peace by taking out mass murderers.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks remain deep in the red, the Dow losing nearly 700 points. The NASDAQ is off 489. This is SRN News. The word abortion will be missing on a ballot in New York this fall.
It's notable because the proposed amendment to New York's Constitution is intended to protect abortion rights. The reason the word abortion might not even appear on the ballot is due in part to disagreements about what the so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. The state's Board of Elections decided that rather than try and interpret the amendment, they would simply repeat its somewhat unclear language in material given to voters. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
One of the youngest Nazarene churches in the world is located in Luxembourg, and it's seen encouraging growth in recent years. It was founded in 2017. Today, the congregation engages in various activities with Christians from different countries. The goal was to share the gospel in a country where people often live comfortable lives, and God's presence can be forgotten. This is SRN News. A deli meat recall is being expanded.
The popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds of sliced deli poultry and meat. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities in New Mexico say recent unannounced inspections of nursing homes across that state found at least one violation in 88% of them. State health officials say just 11 of the 91 assisted living facilities inspected received a perfect score. More details at SRNnews.com.